The Oakland Raiders joining us right here on 1140 The Fan, and that's Dennis Allen. He had the press conference today. Coach, this is Grant Napier. How are you?
Hey, Grant. How you doing? I'm doing great.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming on. In listening to you today, a couple of the things that I really was impressed by, and you kept on using the word discipline. Listen, what does that mean to you when you say, hey, we're going to be a disciplined football team? What does that exactly mean?
Well, at the end of the day, what discipline means, it means that guys are going to do the right thing for the right reasons and do it that way all the time. And they're not going to accept anything less than that. And that's kind of the message that I've preached throughout my coaching career. And that's what you have to have to be successful. And to have any consistency in the National Football League, you have to have discipline, and you got to be able to do the right thing for the right reasons and do it that way all the time.
Coach, I know you're well aware of the penalty problem that this franchise has had, not only this year, but in recent years with different coaches. And so, you know, the fact is they've had a lot of different coaches and they've still had the same problem. How do you try to correct that?
Well, I think it goes back to the consistency of the message. And I think we got to continue to preach the same message. We got to continue to do the same things over and over. And habits are created. Habits, they just don't happen. Habits are hard to break. They're obviously easier to create than they are to break. So what we got to do is we got to begin to create the right habits of playing the game the right way. Maintaining our poise in difficult situations, and really playing with a passion and a respect for the game, but playing the game the right way. And those are kind of the messages that we're going to preach to the guys.
Coach, in speaking with people around the NFL, the one thing they said about you is it was only a matter of time that you were going to become an NFL head coach sooner or later. So why the Raiders? Why now?
Well, I think just this opportunity to work for such a historic organization and the things that the tradition that this organization has and the rich history that the Raiders organization has was very appealing to me. And I think this is a great time to get into the organization. We respect everything that's been done here in the past the foundation that Mr. Davis built. But again, I think this is a new beginning for the Raiders organization, and we're looking towards the future.
A couple of weeks ago, I had Reggie McKenzie on my show. Can you just talk about the relationship that will exist between you two and how important it is that both of you are on the same page and are working towards the same goals and how you guys are going to interact with one another?
Well, I think the two words that come to mind when I think about Reggie McKenzie as far as our relationship, I think about family and I think about partnership. I think the great thing about Reggie is that he and I believe in a lot of the same values. We believe in trust. We believe in integrity. We believe in honesty. We believe in an open communication between the two of us. We're both great family guys. We understand the value of family. And I think both of us really understand that this is a partnership. I don't think either one of us has such a big ego that we can't check our ego at the door and sit down and discuss the issues that we need to get discussed and come to a good conclusion.
We're talking with Dennis Allen, the new head coach of the Oakland Raiders. All right, so you know this team. You obviously prepared to play them twice this year, once on opening night, and then, of course, later in the year. I mean, tell me what you look at with the Raiders, their strong points, and in some parts of this team that you really like right off the bat.
Well, I think obviously when you look at this team, you look at a very talented and athletic team. There's a lot of speed that we have both offensively and defensively. And I think that's really appealing, and I really like that aspect. I think when you really look at what the offense was able to do from a running game standpoint, this was one of the top running offenses in the league, and we knew playing against these guys it was going to be an all-day sucker trying to stop them from running the ball. But then also the explosion in the passing game. And I think we've got some speed out there at wide receiver. I think we got some solid tight ends, and we've got a quarterback that can get the ball down the field to them. And so that's really exciting, from an offensive standpoint. And then really defensively, I think, you start looking at what we have in the front seven and some big, strong, physical players up front. We got some guys in the secondary that can really play, and we got to try to really work that on more of a consistent basis.
Coach, again, because the Raider fans, they're not that familiar with you as a defensive coordinator. Now you're the head coach of their team, and you know all about Raider Nation. What is your philosophy as a head coach? And I know you talked a little bit about it when we were mentioning discipline and everything, but you know, you've obviously worked under some great coaches. What's your philosophy? What are we going to see in your football team? What's most important to you?
Well, I think the things that are really important is we want to be a tough, physical, smart football team, a team that's going to go out and play the game the right way, a team that's going to play the game with a passion and an energy and excitement for playing the game, a love of the game. And I think we're going to have a team, when you look at our team, we're going to be a team that's going to be built on discipline and a team that's going to be built on not making those critical mistakes, because really when you look at the National Football League, a lot of times what happens in the National Football Leagues is teams beat themselves before another team beats them. And those are the things that we got to try to eliminate as a team so that we can have success.
Talk about your staff and how you mold it together. And the second part of that question, when will a decision be made on whether Al Saunders will be retained or you'll go out and get another offensive coordinator?
Well, you know, I don't think we've set any timetables on the staff exactly, you know, when we expect to have a completed staff. I think what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that we make the right decisions on who we're going to bring in here to be a part of this staff. We're going to build a great situation here, and we want to make sure that we got the right people to be a part of it. And I think that's critical when you build your staff. So I'm not going to pin myself down to a timetable as far as when I'm going to make decisions. What I do know is I'm going to do enough thorough research to make sure that I'm making the right decisions on who we bring in here.
What are some of the most important aspects from your viewpoint when you assemble a staff?
Well, I think first and foremost, you're looking for guys that have integrity and guys that have honesty, guys that you can trust. I think that's probably the biggest thing that you got to look for in a staff, because we spend a lot of time together. We spend a lot of hours together going through game plans, watching video. And I think our staff continuity and our ability to interact with each other are critical. And then obviously, I think once you get through that aspect, now I'm looking for guys that are great communicators and great teachers, because coaching football is teaching. And that's what we got to be able to do. We got to do a great job of teaching the concepts that we're trying to get accomplished, or teaching the concepts that we're trying to attack on offense or defend on defense or in the special teams. We got to do a great job of trying to teach concepts to our players so that they can better understand what we're trying to get done.
You know, I'm curious, in your stops in the NFL, and I believe you started with Atlanta, you spent time in New Orleans, and then the short period of time with John Fox in Denver, and, you know, just growing up through the football ranks, is there one coach that you've worked under that stands out above the rest, or do you just take a little bit from here and there? Is there one guy that's had the biggest influence on you now as you become a head coach in the NFL?
You know, people have asked me that question a lot of times, and I tell you what, I've tried to do everywhere I've been and with whomever I've worked. I try to take a little bit of piece of what everybody does, and I try to take the good and learn from the good, and sometimes learn from the bad and what not to do. And so I've been fortunate to be around a lot of great coaches and a lot of great men, and I've tried to take a little bit from all of those guys. So I don't know that there's just one guy that I stand out and say, you know, these guys are really the guys that I've learned the most from. But obviously, I've been fortunate to be around a lot of good ones.
As I said, in speaking with people from around the NFL, they said for you it was only a matter of time. But with that said, did you think you'd be a head coach in the NFL this soon?
You know, here's what I thought. I thought that if I worked hard and was committed to doing the job that I was hired to do, I thought that at some point in time that I would get this opportunity, and I didn't know when that opportunity would be. But I thought that if I continue to work hard and do the things that I was being asked to do, and whatever role that was, and whoever I was working for, the good things would happen. And I was fortunate enough that Reggie McKenzie thought enough of me to give me an opportunity here.
Now, did your wife have to just throw out all your clothes, since that we only see the Raider personnel wearing black, silver, and white?
Yeah, we had to get a whole new wardrobe.
It's pretty easy to pick out clothes when you're the coach of the Raiders.
Those look good on me.
Dennis Allen, the new head coach of the Oakland Raiders, joining us here on the Grant Napier Show. You're a defensive coach, and, you know, we saw how successful the defense in Denver was this year, and you're an aggressive type of a coach defensively. We talk about philosophy. I mean, is that pretty much what you bring to this defense of this football team?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, that's the type of defense that we're going to try to play here. You know, and a lot of people, you know, when they hear somebody say aggressive attacking style of defense, they think, well, we're just going to blitz all the time, and that's not necessarily the case. I think there's a lot of different things that you can do from a coverage standpoint, from a front standpoint, from a personnel standpoint that keeps the offense on their toes and keeps the pressure on the offense and really makes them have to think. And so we're going to do that. We're going to be an attacking, aggressive style of defense. We're going to play the game fast and physical, and I think that's the way the game has to be played from a defensive perspective. And then when we get the opportunity, we're going to try to affect the quarterback. And I think at the end of the day in the National Football League, you got to be able to affect the quarterback.
I know you just talked about this, but I'm going to ask you again because it's the first time in decades that the Raiders are really starting fresh. It's a new slate. The passing of Mr. Davis, Mark Davis, has, you know, given pretty much the keys of the car to Reggie McKenzie, and his first big decision is to hire you. I mean, I know it's a cliche, but you really are starting a new era in Raider football, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's an exciting time for all of us here in the building. I mean, I think it's exciting to look towards the future and see where this organization is going to go, and I'm excited about the commitment that the organization has made to both myself and Reggie McKenzie and entrusted us with this football team, and you know, we're going to do everything we can in our power to make sure that we put a good product out on the field and put a team out there that both the fans and the organization can be proud of.
Coach, what are your thoughts on Carson Palmer?
Well, I got good thoughts on Carson Palmer. You know, I mean, we've had to go up against him a lot in the past, and he's an extremely talented quarterback and an extremely good player and a guy that we've had to compete against and caused us a lot of problems. So I'm really looking forward to working with Carson. I think he's a good person and a good player, and I'm anxious to get a chance to actually sit down and visit with him face-to-face.
What will your message be the first time you have all the players, whether, I guess, mini camp, whatever the case may be? What will be the most overriding message that you try to get across to your players?
Well, again, just like we've talked about already today, I want them to understand exactly what type of football players that we're looking for, and that we're looking for, you know, tough, smart, passionate football players that are going to play the game the right way. They're going to play the game with discipline and you know, really play the game with a lot of effort and energy.
Are you a guy that, hey, you got to earn your job every single day? I mean, how do you handle that with veterans that, you know, are good football players that have been here for a while?
I think all of us have to earn our job every day. I think coaches, I think players, I think people in the front office. You know, I think that's the only way that you can achieve greatness is if you're always striving to be your best. And so I think there's always got to be competition, and I truly believe that. I believe that competition is the only way to really achieve greatness, and we're going to create that competition on the team, and we're going to play the best guys so that we can put the best product out on the field, because we want to win. And the way you win is you put the best players out there.
Coach, great job. I really appreciate you spending the time. Best of luck as you start this new challenge in your life, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Hey, Grant, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you. That's
bye-bye.
New head coach of the Oakland Raiders. Good stuff right there from Dennis Allen. We'll take the break. We'll come back. This is The Fan.